Welcome to the show. This is DJ Sweet Fig.
And Remy.
And you are listening to 1.5. Whoa, you threw me off. Did you do something different there?
I said Remy.
I know, but why did I? Wow. Like,
I don't know. I guess technically you are also listening to 91.5 WFO Tell Sweet from Radio.
In addition
to everyone else.
That's good. That's very good. I don't know why I fumbled up there. I don't know what happened.
Could be that it's 3:04 in the morning.
Can I try it again?
Yeah, go for it.
I mean, you did it, and we have about 20 seconds. We can say as much time as we want.
Do it again.
Let's do it. All right, you start saying it.
Saying what?
Just say the whole thing.
It's all about perspective with
DJ Sweet Fig
and Remy.
And no, go ahead.
And you're listening
to Yeah, I'm just going to echo you.
Why?
I don't know. Let's see if we can do it.
That sounds like a terrible idea.
Go ahead. Give it a go.
I think it's going to confuse everyone.
Give it a go.
Us.
Give it a go.
No.
Oh, damn it. Oh. Self-mute. Oh, they didn't even hear. Whoa.
I think they could probably hear you through my microphone because I was so loud.
You want to test it?
Nope, not really.
Can you hear me?
We'll never know the answer to that question.
We'll have to
go back and listen to it.
We'll have to really put our headphones on.
Someone who's listening right now, call in and tell us if you could hear Dylan to say something or
shout
if
out
was
to,
silence.
Shout out to Jack.
Let's give a huge shout out to Jack.
Is it called Safe Ride or Tap Ride?
He was saying Tap Ride, so I think that's what it is. But basically, Dylan and I were just walking down the street. We were walking past Hodgson and DeWitt.
Talbot.
Okay, yeah.
I know the name of the streets.
I don't know the name of the streets. Anyway, our homie Jack pulls up in the Safe Ride car.
I thought we were getting pulled over for being sketchy.
I did too, because it looks like a police car, and he kind of just rolled the window down, and what did he say? Something like, you guys want to ride somewhere?
Yeah. Which, granted, that's you're taught not to get into random cars with strangers, but...
That's true.
But he had a tough sign on,
yeah.
So...
And so he just
trust.
Gave us a ride.
Also, he didn't know that we were tough students.
That's true, he didn't know. I mean, you could probably assume who's walking around campus.
You are wearing a Tufts thing.
I'm wearing something Tufts blue, but I had my black, you know, pico
yeah.
over it.
Well.
Anyway, that was a huge help.
Well, Jack, if you're listening,
thank you so much for that ride.
We appreciate not being out in the cold.
Yeah, because it is cold.
Well, Remy, we have a lot to talk about. We're back. We missed last week.
Oh, yeah.
But because it was spring break.
Spring break. Woo. You're doing it differently.
It's because so it used to be spring break, woo, right?
Yeah.
But I feel like the amount of times that I said it, and also the amount of times on spring break, I didn't say it a lot, but I felt that each time I needed it to change. So I would just add an extra to it. So I started with spring break, woo, and I went to spring break, woo, and then it became
extrapolate. Wow, I don't think I said that even once on spring break, actually.
I can go one higher.
No, please don't. I don't think our microphones are designed to take that.
One higher?
That frequency. Wow. That hurt a little bit, I'm not going to lie. It hurt my eardrums.
That's my max. We found it. We found my max octave. Remy, hit us with your highest and lowest note. Let's see that Frankie Valli.
I'm definitely
Valli
not going to do highest.
Do your lowest.
No, I don't think I'm going to do that either.
Baby, lock them doors and turn them
That's pretty good.
Down low.
That's pretty good.
Thanks.
I don't think I can go that low.
Baby. Do it. No. Say it. You can do it.
I don't think that's what's going to happen now.
Say Dylan, lock them doors and...
No, that I'll definitely say.
Why is that okay? But yeah, how was your spring break, man?
It was really fun.
We spoke about it a little bit, so you know.
We did. We filled each other in on like where we'd been,
yeah.
and some stories. And
you
stuff.
Were in the Floridas.
I was in Florida, in Fort Lauderdale and Miami for a little bit, and
nice,
you were
nice.
At in Texas,
South Padre Island.
Yeah.
Not one person knows where it is.
I know where it is.
Well, now you know where it is, but no one knew beforehand. No one's born
That's
inherently
true.
Knowing.
What about the people that are born on South Padre Island?
I don't think they can be.
I don't think anyone's born inherently knowing. Any geography.
You ever see the movie Baby Geniuses?
Yes.
Do you remember the...
I do remember that movie.
That, like, the idea... I like those movies. We have those on DVD somewhere. I'm
but
very
when you say
confident.
We, you mean...
My mis familias.
Okay.
I say with not knowing
yeah,
that
I used to watch
possessive.
Those with my sister relatively often.
Yeah, the first and the second one.
I actually don't know if I saw the second one. I remember the first one pretty well, though.
Oh, we're having a movie night.
Baby Geniuses.
Baby Geniuses. Wow. Someone walks in, they're like, what are you guys watching? No!
I just remember them making some like advanced like technology out of like baby toys and stuff. I remember thinking it was so cool.
I think they were great movies, which I mean, we'll find out whether that was just
yeah.
our young bias.
I don't know if they're going to stand the test of time, to be honest.
Should we not watch them so that they keep the lore in our heads?
Honestly, maybe. Call in and let us know.
Should we watch it? We'll put a poll on Instagram. Well, Remy, we can talk more about spring break, but there's not a lot there's a lot that actually it's illegal to talk about on the air.
That's true.
Not
that we do illegal things.
That's actually very true.
There is a distinction.
There is a distinction. Things that are, it's we're walking a line here.
We're telling a line for sure.
Things that are legal for you to do when you're 21, you're not legally allowed to talk about on the radio.
And that, I think, it gives a pretty good idea of what we're talking about.
Right. Which, you know, wasn't the prime. My favorite parts of spring break, I said, were actually hanging out, with not going, because, you know, it was a spring break destination. There were, like, parties and things. Mm-hmm. So, they're fun. But I have more fun, like, during the day, hanging out with the guys, playing volleyball, like, on the beach.
On the beach.
I cut my foot on a shell, actually. Ooh, but, yeah, I was really good at volleyball.
Really?
I'm trying out for varsity.
Bumping
senior
and setting
spring,
and spiking. And
1 month to graduation.
I don't know if you could try out for a varsity sport now.
Watch me.
You just walk in the
gym
one day.
I'll be the Jeremy Lin of volleyball.
Wow, I miss Jeremy Lin.
He's in the league.
No, I know. I just miss him, one, being relevant, and two, being on my team.
Oh, yeah. These things happen.
Let's go Knicks.
Aw. All right. Should we toss the song on? This is a song I've been really excited about for a while now. It's an older song, but I've been excited about it.
Awesome.
So, hope you all enjoy it.
Trying to find an island in the flood. Oh, turn the lights down low. Pick up a tallini, meeny, money, moo, and flower. You're the chosen one. N-E-O-O-M-G-G, whiz girl, you're the one for me. Though your man's bigger than I am, oh my days, he disagrees.
With your lemons free and your rotting grip, with another left hand watches right hand slip. Swords is gone, 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 gone.
Oh, it, but I told you that you shouldn't listen. Cause picking wings off of angels has always been my religion. You've been sticking round far too long, and I've been running round.
You just heard Lights Down Low by Max, followed by Left Hand Free, the Lido?
I don't know.
Let's go with Lido.
Lido seems right.
Remix by Alt J. What does Alt J do? Like that key combo. Does Alt J do something?
I don't know.
I don't
but
know.
But they're
either.
A pretty famous band.
Oh, well. Right. So you were saying, that was followed by Find Someone by Arizona.
I'm trying to call you out right now.
Yeah. What are all these songs? Is that a well-known song?
Well, that is a remix, but the song that I'm remixing, which is also by Alt J, called Left Hand Free, is a pretty well-known song.
But if I knew it, would I have recognized it from the remix?
Yes.
Okay,
A lot of the lyrics are the same, and the tune of the chorus is the same, although the
Should I do
speed...
the same thing I did last time to try and figure out?
Well, no,
where
wait,
I scrub
wait,
back
I wanna,
and forth?
No, we have to talk about this, because last time... Dylan, I played a remix of Electric Feel by MGMT, and
I still can't
Dylan didn't
remember.
Know the original Electric Feel, and so I said, oh, you should like look it up and play it. And he did the most atrocious thing I've ever seen on the air, which was listen to the song and then cut randomly back and forth without letting the song play at all. He would go to a point like 10 seconds in, jump to like 30, jump to 45, jump back to 15.
He was looking for the chorus.
Well, if you don't know the song, how will you know when the chorus is? You have
it's,
to listen to
it's
it.
It's generally like
I was
a quarter
blown
of the way
away
through,
we didn't
halfway
hear
through.
A single note of that song, except for you like jump, jump, jump. So you can play this song if you want, but you have to play it for a couple of seconds at least.
So, like this?
No, stop. See, this... No, stop. Just let it...
Where's the chorus?
It doesn't matter. Just start it from the beginning. Here, right here.
I have no idea. I don't recognize
all right,
that
well,
song
you,
at all.
I don't know what to tell you.
These things happen. Remy, no.
This is how my friends feel, because I don't actually know a bunch of, like... popular rap music, because I don't listen to rap that often, so a song will come on and they'll be like, of course you know this song, and I'll say,
I'm not up to as much like very very popular music as I think you would think.
Yeah,
just it is hard. The rap game does evolve, I feel, pretty quickly. Those like they release the rap songs, I think, are being released at like a pretty fast rate. I think there's a lot of people in the game now, and it's hard to keep up. Like, if you don't know that, like, I can't even riff on this. Like,
speaking of that, what do you think of
the Spring Fling lineup? Yeah, so Spring Fling, our Spring Fling people have been announced, and it's Rico Nasty. Who's before that?
Well, I know A$AP Ferg is the
A$AP Ferg
headliner.
Is the headliner. Yeah. So I didn't know. I couldn't name one song by him, but I know I did know the name. And then one of our friends had sang the song that I would know, sang two songs of his, and I did recognize it. But other than that, A, I don't know the words, but B, I don't know any of his other songs.
Yeah, a lot of my friends are pretty excited because I think it's going to be a really hype performance. But I don't really know any of... I recognize some of the melodies to some of his songs, but definitely wouldn't know the words, definitely won't be able to sing along in however many months.
We could listen to it.
Well, that's the thing is that I don't particularly like the songs they were showing me, so I'm not going to force myself to listen to it just so I can sing along for like one half an hour set, you know?
Right. Yeah.
It's
and
not
I don't
it.
Know the other two people at all.
Yeah, me neither.
But do you have an issue with that? I'm curious.
I mean, I never really expect Spring Fling people to be people that I know.
Mm-hmm.
Last year, I feel like I got lucky with Quinn 92 with someone that I was like a relatively big fan of.
I liked him.
So that was fun.
More than Ty Dolla $ign,
but I don't have
personally.
Me too. But I don't really have a problem with it not being people that I know because I feel like Spring Fling is more about the experience of the entire day and not that much about the concert.
I kind of agree with you. I always have fun on Spring Fling. I actually people tell like horror stories. I don't have one horror story of Spring Fling. I have fun every year so far.
Yeah, I haven't had a bad experience, so I don't really mind.
I always look forward to it in general. Just, you know, hopefully it's warm. The worst Spring Fling, I think, was our freshman year, actually. And partially because it rained. Or it rained a little bit, it was kind of cold.
Cold and damp.
I don't remember who was before Matt and Kim, but I left after them. Because Matt and Kim...
Oh, wait, I don't even know who our headliner was.
Matt and Kim?
Oh, yeah, Matt and Kim was headliner.
But I don't know who Matt and Kim are.
I also left before them. They have one song that's relatively well-known.
But I like... Oh, Shaggy!
Shaggy was before them. He was before them. I stayed for that part.
I liked Shaggy a lot, actually.
Yeah.
What's his song?
It Wasn't Me.
Right. That yes. Okay.
That was a lot of fun.
And that's on his. I'm in his Instagram post. Actually, you can spot me.
Wasn't Bourne's our freshman year? Or was that our sophomore year?
I remember one year was Tinashe became the headliner and Metro Boomin got added on.
One year was
Matt and Kim and Shaggy. And then another year,
I think Bourne's might have been sophomore year.
I don't know who was Bourne's.
The headliner one year, I'm pretty sure.
Well, I have no idea who that is.
Electric Love, that's like the song that's their biggest song. I'm not going to sing it on the air.
It's give me a little...
Why don't you just go scrub through it again?
Maybe I will. You got to tell a joke while I find it, though.
I don't have any jokes.
What's it called again?
Electric Love. It's too early in the morning for jokes. My brain hurts.
It's never too early in the morning for jokes.
Oh,
how dare you?
There's always time when it's too early for jokes. You gotta. This is the worst thing you can.
Oh, God.
Stop. This is the worst thing that you do. This frustrates me to no end. Because think about it, right?
What part of this don't you like, Remy?
Stop.
This
is bad for everyone.
Is this difficult for you?
This is bad for me. It's bad for the listeners.
No, you don't know what the listeners want.
I know, because in my headphones, it sounds absolutely terrible and frustrating.
I have them on, too.
Okay, but the difference, it's like when someone is on the computer and they're controlling the mouse and stuff, they know what they're looking for because they're controlling it, right? If you're just watching them, you're like a little bit like behind them because you don't know exactly what they're doing. That's what it feels like here, is because you know where you're skipping around to, but we don't know where you're skipping around to. So for us, it was a lot more jarring because we don't know when the next skip is coming.
I thought you were going to go a different route there. I thought you were going to say something along the lines of, I don't find it annoying because I'm the one that's doing it.
That's what I'm saying, is you don't find it annoying because you know when you're about to jump.
Oh, right. Okay.
We don't know when you're going to jump, so we just get oriented to one part of the song for a split second, and then you just wormhole to another part of the song, and it's terrible.
Oh, okay. That's
never do that again, please.
One more time?
No, please. Oh, I hate this. And the worst part is, you don't even come away from this with an understanding of what the song is.
No, I still don't know what the song is. I still have no idea what's
pointless.
I have no idea what we just played.
Don't play it again.
No, I won't. We'll throw on the next song.
You're going to give me like an aneurysm or something like that.
We'll throw on the next song and then we'll discuss more later.
Sounds
good. But I gotta get it up now because I've escaped away. I gotta be on my. We're gonna do a little self censor again, so I'm gonna have to be on my game. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Here we go.
Said she tired of little money, need a big boy. Pull up 20-inch blades like I'm Lil Troy. Now it's everybody flocking, need a decoy. Shorty mixing up the vodka with the liquor. G-Wagon, 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 G-Wagon. All the housewives pulling up. I got a lot of toys. 720S pumping Fall Out Boy. You was talking shit in the beginning. Back when I was feeling unforgiving. I know I pissed you off to see me winning. See the hit glue in my mouth and I be grinning. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. Yeah, your grandma will probably know me. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. Everywhere I go, catch me on the block like a Mutombo. 750 Lambo in the Utah snow. Trunk in the front like a Shambo, yeah. Cut the roof off like a nip tuck. Pull up to the house with some big butts. Turn the kitchen counter to a strip club. Me and Dre came for the. When I got guap, all of y'all disappear. Before I drop Sony, none of y'all really care. Now they always say congratulations to the kid. And this is not a 40, but I'm pouring. Used to have a lot, but I got more now. Made another hit, cause I got bored now. Always going for it, never pump fourth down. Last call, Hail Mary, Prescott, touchdown, hey. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. 100 deep when I roll like the army. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow. 100 bands in my pocket, it's on me. Yeah, your grandma will probably know me. Get more bottles, these bottles are lonely. It's a moment when I show up, God, I'm saying wow.
Sun playing drums with a bleach bone, just like you, like me, like everybody else.
Yeah. Some guy skipped in front of me. Can't believe I paid an entry fee. And I don't even got the energy to smile for a selfie.
And I know that I should go home, but I'm still standing here, so I guess one more for the road.
I wanna raise a toast, so this one's for the sparklers. Dudes wearing shades in the darkness. Hats off to the DJ. Same song twice in an evening.
Save me. Can't take it.
The Uber.
Uber,
I was feeling myself.
Goddamn.
Had the polo with the bolo.
I did.
With some meal on the bell.
Ooh.
Walked up to the bouncer.
Hey, what's up, man?
Whole squad on stealth.
Macklemore.
He said, Macklemore, who?
It's me.
You gotta wait like everybody else. Should have stayed on the sofa. Forgot I hate being social. And I miss my ex girl. This Drake song making me emotional.
You heard my feelings.
I'm feeling awkward as hell. Only came here to dance. The DJ ain't playing the cuts. And what do I do with my hands? Roll with the punches and hold my Red Bull up. And I toast the nights like this that I probably won't remember much. About to pull that Irish goodbye. Grab my stuff, about to cut. And the DJ yells Macklemore in the house tonight. Oh, fuck.
You just heard Wow by Post Malone, followed by Harlem by New Politics, followed by I Don't Belong in This Club by Why Don't We and Macklemore.
Macklemore.
I like him. I think he's good.
I haven't heard from him in a while.
Well, here we are.
Is this new? Is that a new song?
Yes, relatively.
When did it come out? Do you know?
I can find out if you tell a joke while I look it up.
Man, you're going to give me some time to figure out these jokes because I'm not really the kind of person that tells jokes as my way of humor. I feel like I just kind of, it's a situational humor is more what I go for.
Okay, well, that's your homework assignment for next week.
All right, you want a joke? I'll give you a joke right now. Man walks into a bar. Ouch.
Ha! I love it.
And if you like that joke, I feel bad for you because that's a terrible joke.
Yeah, goddamn. That came out 6 days ago, 7 days ago.
Oh, wow. Super, super recent. I was thinking like in the last 6 months or in the last year or something.
Yeah, 7 days ago.
Okay, really recent.
I don't like that it says 7 days
Does it say one week?
It doesn't say 1 week.
I mean, it's 3:40 in the morning. Maybe the algorithm just hasn't cut up yet. Maybe it resets every morning. Oh, that's probably not true.
I don't know
how algorithms work.
I don't like it. Do you know? Oh my goodness.
Well, at 8 days, is it going to put 1 week in 1 day or it's 8 days?
1 week. It just says 1 week.
Until it hits 2 weeks and then it'll be...
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's wrong then. Every day after 1 week, that'll be wrong.
That's true, but it's right twice a day.
Nope, that's not it.
I was channeling Michael Scott. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. That's what I was going
that's
for.
That's perfect.
I've been hit. Speaking of, I've been trying to. This is a perfect segue, and I'm, of course, have to acknowledge my segue. It would be perfect and seamless if I didn't bring it up and acknowledge my own segue.
It would be.
But here we go. Michael Schur, who plays Moe's and used to write for The Office,
mm-hmm.
who then was an executive producer and writer on Parks and Rec,
mm-hmm.
and then executive producer and writer on Brooklyn Nine-Nine.
Oh, I didn't know that.
I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And is also the, like, creator, the same way that, like, Aaron Sorkin says on, like, The West yeah. Wing, like, created by Aaron Sorkin.
Yeah.
The Good Place, created by Michael Schur. Have you seen The Good Place?
No, but my mom and my sister love it, and they try to get me to watch it. And
oh,
I
Remy,
refuse.
Watch it. Please watch it.
No, nah, it's not going to happen.
Remy!
The more like... people tell me to do something, the less I want to do it.
Remy, never look at it.
That's a character flaw.
I watched it on the plane back from South Padre Island.
Mm-hmm. All of it?
I watched season one. Well, I watched about 6 episodes of season one.
How long is the plane ride?
It was 1 hour to Houston and then about 4 or 5 hours to Boston.
You watched the whole season? I guess how many episodes in the first season?
It's about 13 episodes in the season.
Oh,
the
20 minutes?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
So I watched about 6 episodes.
Okay, all right.
And then I watched the rest when I got back.
Mm.
And then I've also finished season two. Which...
Don't you like to have a one show per semester? I feel like this violates that rule.
Okay, so funny you say that is that I want to have that. However, the shows that I would want to be my now semester shows, I can't watch them because I don't have Hulu.
Wait. Oh, you know... Oh, this is perfect. This... is how I convince you to get Spotify Premium. Hulu
I know.
And Showtime.
You've been saying that.
With Spotify Premium.
I know.
And you can only get it at a discount while you're a student, which is only going to be for the next few months.
At this point, what's the point in getting
month? It lasts for a year. So if you do it now while you're a student, you'll have it till this time next year when you're not a student.
Well, I was going to make Mad Men actually my show for this semester. Because did I finish The West Wing at the start of the semester? I did. Right.
Yeah, you did.
I had to finish it at the start of the semester. So I was going to make West Wing my start of the semester show. But instead, what I've been doing is... I think I've brought this up before about how I like kind of procrastinate starting shows.
Yeah, I do that too sometimes.
It is a commitment for like these long running shows.
Yeah.
Like doing Mad Men is like a commitment.
It's not even just a time commitment; it's an emotional commitment too.
Yeah,
you get involved with these characters and with these plot lines, these storylines. Right.
But like so, doing The Good Place is kind of perfect. Actually, it's been a long time since I've watched a show. While it was still being released.
Oh, yeah.
Which also made me think, though, the binging culture and the way that Netflix does the big drops and mm-hmm. everything. Like, The Good Place is actually on NBC, I'm pretty sure. And season 3 is actually out, but it's just not on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
But I think a lot of people don't even know that. I had no idea. I thought it was a Netflix original. However, what's the last show that you watched that was released on a weekly basis that you watched on a weekly basis?
Wow.
I know.
You know what it might be? It might be...
I know what mine is while you're thinking, if you want to take
a
moment
to think
of it. Yeah,
you say yours. I'm trying to think
of it. The last time I actually watched a show on a weekly basis was The Walking Dead, but in high school. So like, I watched... My friends and I got into it.
Uh-huh.
And so it was... Maybe 3 seasons deep. So I watched 3 seasons like in binging fashion, mm-hmm. but then was caught up. So
yeah.
Then I watched, I think, 2 seasons on a weekly basis.
Mm-hmm.
But then, you know, come to college and it's just harder to keep up because you don't have a thing. So that's the last time that I watched an actual show. And the time before that, cartoons probably, which is not like a linear progression of a story. For the most part, you could watch it, you know, like in any order.
I want to say mine.
Tasha would love that we're having this conversation.
Tasha being one of our professors.
Our professors, yeah.
I would say mine is actually either Teen Wolf, which I watched in...
Teen Wolf?
Yeah.
What?
Which I watched a long time ago.
What?
Which I never finished, actually, but probably for a good reason. Or The Legend of Korra, which is a cartoon, but it's like a continuous cartoon.
I do want to watch that. I've seen...
It's really good.
I've seen seasons 1, 2, and possibly 3.
Well, there's a fourth. So.
Then I might have just seen seasons 1 and 2. I don't remember.
Okay. Well, you should, because it's really good.
Okay. Yeah, and I do love... Avatar is amazing.
I think Avatar is the greatest animated show of all time.
And does that... It's definitely the greatest, like, animated cartoon, like, bot... Because, you know, it's like Western anime, basically. So I think it's definitely the best, like, Western anime. Cause it's
what
like,
do you think is the best animated... Like, what's the best cartoon of all time? In your opinion. Don't say SpongeBob, I swear to God.
It's...
Patrick saying, is mayonnaise an instrument? Can't be compared to Avatar Aang fighting the Fire Lord.
They played it at the Bubble Bowl. They should have played
it. They actually butchered it at the Super Bowl, but that doesn't mean that it's the greatest.
They done goofed. They Spickledorfed us.
I don't know what that means.
That's not even a word, and I agree with you. It's a SpongeBob quote.
You never asked the question, though. What do you think the greatest cartoon?
The greatest cartoon.
Yeah, sure.
So, like, watch. Because, yes, The Last Airbender is like a cartoon, but I kind of hold it in a different realm from like from SpongeBob, Fairly Odd Parents, Jimmy Neutron.
It's better.
True. That's yes.
That's why it's in a different realm.
That's true. But when you just when you say cartoons, I don't think of
you
the
think
Last
of it
Airbender.
Something that's more like each episode is a standalone.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
That's what
fair.
I think of when you say cartoon. Like a Saturday morning cartoon.
Sure,
type of
sure,
thing.
Sure. I can see why you're making that decision.
And of those, I'd probably say SpongeBob.
Oh, my goodness.
Well, what would you say?
I don't know. I didn't watch those.
Although, I watched a lot. I watched a lot of cartoons. What was your favorite kid show when you were younger? I used to like Drake and Josh is nostalgia.
Yeah, Drake and Josh is great. I didn't watch a ton of TV when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah.
What'd you do?
I don't know. Played sports.
How'd that work out?
Not great. Considering I didn't get a scholarship to any school for sports. Not so good.
Neither did I.
Well, I didn't really try for one, but...
Yeah.
Parents, what you gotta do is pick a really obscure sport for your kid.
Squash.
Well, that's not that obscure. I'm thinking
shots fired
some, like,
at my friend.
Some track and field sport that no one does.
Discus.
Yeah. Or like javelin.
Sorry to all the discus the javelin.
Yeah. They're just not that popular.
Throwers.
So that if your kid is doing it from a young age, they're probably going to get a scholarship. If they're at all, you know.
Triple jump. How many people triple jump?
I don't know. Yeah, that's what you gotta do.
Because people long jump, people high jump, people javelin, people discus.
Yeah.
But I don't know anyone that triple jumps, personally.
This is also the way to get to the Olympics, too. Obscure sports.
True. Yeah.
You're going to see my kids in the Olympics for sure.
I believe it.
The strategy.
Can I be their coach?
Well, do you triple jump?
I will. Apparently, I have no competition. We need a disclaimer here. We mean no offense to any triple jumpers that are
not
listening.
We greatly respect you and all your athletic
you're
ability.
Way more athletic
you're
than us.
Way more athletic than us.
All right, we need to stop ourselves. We got 10 minutes left, so let's play a few more songs and then call it a day. Call
Sounds
it a night.
Good,
call it a morning. Call it an everything.
just between you and me. When I hear your voice, I know I'm finally free. Every single word is perfect as it can be. And I need you here with me. When you lift me up, I know that I'll never fall. I can speak to you by saying nothing at all. Every single time I find it harder to breathe. Cause I need you here with me every day.
It's no, not many people probably would be, but you are.
Just forever.
Well, so you just heard Lighthearted by Deep Chills, or Deep Chillies, as I apparently blindly call them, and Here With Me by Marshmello and Churches, spelled with a V.
I know Churches.
You do?
I know a couple of their songs.
Yeah.
I think I might have even played
one. I mix up them and Arizona for some reason. Probably because they're both all capitals, and Churches has a V instead of a U, which is like Romanesque, and Arizona just has spaces between each letter.
Interesting. Well, I don't think their sounds are anything alike at all.
Yeah, I don't know why. I think the first time that we played them on the show, actually, because I know them both from playing them on the show.
Okay.
So like maybe discovering them and then playing them on the show. Uh-huh. I think we played them for the first time on the same show. So I think ever since then, I've just kind of mixed them up a little bit.
Interesting.
Even like I wouldn't be able to name their songs.
Churches.
But I know either of their songs.
Oh, I know.
Churches or Arizona's songs. Hmm. But I like them.
Me too.
Well, we're here in the last 3 minutes, so.
That went by fast.
It did go by very fast. I feel like you get to the half hour mark and you're like, well, you know, that was quick, but wasn't anything crazy, and then we talked for a little bit about like shows and things, and then it was gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, I looked up all of a sudden it was 3:50 and I thought we need to throw on another song.
Yeah.
So yeah, we can. Oh, Paul, by the way, update for the people, just because it was a relevant thing last week that we were talking. I already told you this, but yeah, just updating the people. I had my public speaking speech.
Mm-hmm.
It went very well, I think.
Yeah.
I got good remarks. She always, you know, the professor always critiques you. That's her job. So mm-hmm. like it does. She told me that I was saying like gonna and wanna and like kind of informal like that.
Mm-hmm.
She's very into articulating the last words, the last letter in the word, especially like she would want you to say salt, not mm-hmm. well, she doesn't. It's funny. It's a very middle ground because she'll tell you to say the T, so then you'll be like, okay, salt. And then she's like, whoa, that T is crazy. So she just wants you to be like, salt.
She just doesn't want you to fade away.
She doesn't want you to say salt. she wants you to say salt, but not like go hard on the T. Okay. So it's like a very middle ground.
Interesting.
But yeah.
My Glee Club teacher in fifth grade always wanted us to enunciate our T's.
Yeah, I have to work on that. That's the only, I think that's my main, and the wanna and gonna and blah, 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 the more informal speech. But I'm, you know, that's why I'm in the class.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, 58 on the clock. I've been DJ Sweet Fig.
I've been Remy.
Remy, no.
I also might be asleep.
No. The show is It's All About Perspective. We'll see. We'll be here next week. We'll see you. We'll see you next week, and we'll talk to you about how hopefully my filming of our short film, or my short film, which Remy is starring in.
Oh, yeah. We didn't mention that.
We didn't mention that, but we can talk about it all next week. So
that sounds good.
Because we're just out of time.
We're out of time.
But yeah, Remy's starring in my short film.
Catch it at Sundance this time next year.
South by Southwest, I'm coming for you. All right, well, we're finishing on a very fitting title again, which is Morning. So enjoy. We'll see you next week.
With no makeup on and your eyelash hanging, I would still love you if you came home late and you kept me waiting. I would still trust you if the richer man was looking at you.